In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Last week we heard how Jesus began preaching in the synagogue in Capernaum, way back in Mark chapter 1. And Jesus' message was, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." And Mark tells us that those who heard Jesus were astounded. They said, "Wow, his teaching has authority." And even when Jesus healed a man possessed by an unclean spirit, they didn't say, "Whoa, a miracle." They still said, "Wow, his teaching has authority." After that service was finished, that Sabbath day, we read in today's gospel lesson that Jesus went to his friend's house. You can visit the archaeological ruins of Capernaum today. You can see the site where the synagogue was. You can see the site where they believe Simon's house was, where Jesus went. And what Mark tells us is that that evening, when the Sabbath was done, when the first stars came out and the new week had begun, whoosh! All the town, says Mark, was gathered at the door where Jesus was staying. The people of Capernaum had heard Jesus proclaim the kingdom of God with authority. They knew that a new day had come in their lives. And they knew, according to all the prophets, that when God's kingdom comes, God brings healing. I began serving here at St. Thomas 6 years ago this month. And when I came to St. Thomas, I discovered we were celebrating Black History Month. That is a tradition that I inherited here at St. Thomas, and it is one that I treasure. Now, it's true that there are all sorts of things that are wrong in the world, all sorts of things to lament and to work against, all sorts of oppressions and inequalities. White supremacy and anti-black racism are just one of those things. But here in the United States, we do have a special history with these things. Chattel slavery was practiced right here in New Jersey. And it is a legacy from which we have not yet recovered. Right? In our day, white and black still have meaning. There are still real, measurable socioeconomic consequences right here in New Jersey. And so the work of the church is to proclaim another kingdom, a different kingdom, a kingdom where white and black don't have these same consequences. Our work as a church is to proclaim the kingdom of God, that same kingdom that Jesus proclaimed, a kingdom which is characterized not by inequality, but by God's power of healing. And we as a church have as our job that of participating with God in creating a different world here and now. And we illustrate that work in the things that we do as a church, right? In our practices of worship, in our practices of service, such as Kitchen of Hope, in our practices of fellowship, like the vestry retreat we spent all day yesterday on, and in our practices of study, such as our adult formation, our Sunday school for all ages, that happens right after this service. Jesus' message, Jesus' proclamation was repent and believe in the good news. Repentance and confession, these are the work of the church. These are at the center of what we do. Repentance and confession are how we access God's mercy for ourselves, for the brokenness in our lives. And as we become open to God's healing in us, then that helps us to become conduits of God's mercy expressed to those around us. When we talk about repentance, we talk about turning from things, and not just the things that I have chosen to do wrong. Right? We as adults, we recognize that there are things that are wrong in the world in which we live. There are things that were wrong in history whose ill effects continue to play out today. We as adults recognize that we are inheritors, both of good and of evil, and we get to decide what to do with both of those. We recognize that sometimes our job as adults is to clean up messes that we didn't make or that we didn't intend to make. I think this might be what St. Paul speaks of when he talks about the principalities and the powers, these things that shape our lives even if we didn't choose them. And so that is our purpose as church. Our purpose is repentance, so that we can be freed from the things that would control us. The work of the gospel is a work of healing, the work of repair of the world. The work of the gospel is to, for us as Christians, to bring God's kingdom into expression in our own lives and in our communities. And we do that not by our own strength, not by our own purity, not by our own righteousness, but instead by surrendering our own flawed efforts, by confessing our insufficiency, by repenting and turning from our own power and embracing God's work instead. And so this morning, church, we have the same invitation that the people in Capernaum had. We too are invited to recognize what is broken in the world around us. And we are invited to bring to Jesus everything that hurts or is destructive in the world, including things like white supremacy, including poverty, including hunger, including inequality. We are invited to join Jesus in rejecting those things as not normal, not okay, not acceptable, not God's intention for the world. And we are invited to repent, to turn away from such things, to instead work for change, work to heal the world, join the work that Jesus has already begun, repairing what is broken. And the ways that we do that all essentially boil down to following Jesus. Following Jesus may look like sneaking away for prayer to a quiet place like Jesus did. Maybe to church at 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Following Jesus will probably include choosing to repent, to turn away from certain things, to reject certain things as being not of God's kingdom. But most of all, following Jesus means always seeking to embrace the healing and world-changing power of the kingdom of God. Amen.